Can't help yet get excited when I think about Bill Monroe.
Thank you.
25th year of this group. Hard to believe. I started when I was about 12 years old. I'm the only original member left. That worked out okay. But some of the real great acoustic musicians of the last century worked in this band. As far as this century goes, we're still together here. I'd like to introduce our bass player. He's been in the band for 16 years now. I'd like to welcome him back. He was on a hiatus, and now he's back at work. Mr. James Kerwin on the bass. Next fella here is what you call an all-purpose musician. He can play more instruments than he can shake a stick at. And he pretty much delights in taking any common household everyday object and turning it into a Stradivarius of sorts. He plays violin, mandolin, percussion, sometimes near concussion. And he's got a wonderful CD out called Camp Town, kind of an acoustic party, and he's kind of an acoustic party animal from Dixon, California, slightly below the Mason line. A DGQ veteran of 12 years, Mr. Joe Craven. Next to Joe is another veteran of this group. He's been in the organization just about 12 years himself. He plays the flute, bass flute, sometimes occasional percussion. And he's got a wonderful CD out of his own called Flute Jazz, which I helped him produce for the AcousticDisc.com label. Actually, you really need flute jazz in your home tonight, I think. As well as Camp Down, we have shopping carts. He's also involved in a very charitable effort to save the California redwoods from being made into mandolins. I endorse his efforts in those areas, and he's put together a CD called The Headwaters Project with a lot of his musical friends, including me. And he's got those for sale too, and his name is Matt Eppel. And our guitarist has only been in the band for 8 years. That's about twice as long as any other guitar player, though, I gotta say. He comes from South America, Cordoba, Argentina, and he is the man with the Latin touch, which is the name of his recent CD. And he has another one called Solos from South America, beautiful, passionate, romantic, sensuous guitar music, the kind of music no bedroom should be without. The man we call El Magnifico, Enrique Coria, on guitar. Thank you. When Enrique joined the band, we decided to do a CD devoted to the Latin side of dog music, and had a great title for it, Doga Nova. I just didn't have a tune called Doga Nova, so I went into deep thought and came up with this little thing, and so this is Doga Nova.